one thing is that the government has already decided to go its own way, execute its own agenda without consulting the people. And again, the official opposition has also been taken captive. You know, the official opposition is led by one former prime minister, Raila Amolo Odinga. But since they joined the government and they were given some slots in the cabinet, we have lost the official opposition party in the country. And that makes it very difficult even for members of his party who are in parliament to stand against the government and its excesses. So that's the reason why, as a church, we realize that unless we do something to confront the government, to change its ways of how they deal with the people, then there will be no one left to speak on behalf of the people.
Bishop, I listened to, I think it's one government official who said, you, the church, you have access to President Ruto. Why did you not just go and seek a private meeting with him and raise this issue instead of going public?
We had seen him before and we had talked with him before. But later, he decided to go against all the things we had agreed on. That's why this time we said, no, we have to bring out some of these issues which you had discussed with him before, and he failed to address.
Did I hear that, if necessary, that the church is ready to lead protests?
May I tell you, we have so many ways of leading that. Protests may not have to be violent. People do not have to go to the streets, but it could be civil disobedience, where we withdraw our essential support to the government so that it realizes they need to listen to the people. Because so far, the government has refused totally to listen to the Kenyans.
I see among your demands here, Bishop, that you are demanding publication of the names of those convicted or charged with mega corruption, and also the publication of all the state appointments he has made since he took office. Don't you think that this is a broad demand to make of the government?
We must make, because these people are paid by the public funds. And the way they are appointed, the appointments are made as skewed to benefit only a certain section of the community in this country, especially from his own ethnic community. And this is what we are against. We say all Kenyans, those who are qualified, they should be given equal opportunity so that they can as well also serve the nation.
Bishop, I want you to respond to this criticism that some people have made that the church or the bishops, your duty is to minister to the people and not to meddle into politics.
I think that is misconceived. One thing is we are dealing with people who are marginalized. We are serving the people who cannot afford even a plate of meal in a day. We are starving the people who are paying taxes, but they don't see value for the taxes they pay. Someone has to stand in the gap for them. And that's where we come in.